Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, April 15th, 2024. This is my pre-market report, and here we are, people. How'd you like that big show? Because that's all this was, a big, fat, ugly show. Well, ugly for some, but not for others. Let us set the stage for a moment, just like they did, okay? Prior to this unprecedented, because that's how it's being played up by the mainstream media, this unprecedented attack on Israel, well, you know, the world knew it was going to happen. This was announced to the world repeatedly when it was going to happen, too. Believe me, I'm no rocket scientist here, but we, you and me, we nailed the timing of this to the day, just about, okay. Broadcast to the world happened, just a coincidence here, of course, after market hours and over a weekend. How amazing, how absolutely stunning is that? How about no? Because this is what they always do. This was nothing but, this. What you watched over this weekend was the same as if you were watching, I don't know, a movie. Or some, a sitcom, more likely, okay? So what happened here again? Completely staged, absolutely set up. The timing of this, market was made well aware so there wouldn't be any kind of an overreaction, because that's all that, you know, this is how it always works here. So apparently, let's move forward here. Iran apparently fired hundreds of weapons. We're talking about drones and ballistic missiles here, and what clearly looks like U.S. Tomahawk missiles. They fired all this into Israel, and virtually every single one of these was intercepted. One reported casualty, of course, a child. They got to raise people's anger just a little bit here. This what you witnessed there is going to lead to something else, and that's exactly what it was meant to do. Again, this so-called attack, absolutely unprecedented and absolutely apparently ineffectual, except for one casualty here. What you were witnessing was the use of antiquated weapons, of course, ineffective, apparently, and then the big show with the being shot down and fighter footage of the missiles being hit and everything. It was beautiful. It was staged and thought out and perfectly. It's also astonishing how in real time we were seeing missiles being shot down from the cockpit of fighter planes. How does that happen? Oh, you mean, you know, all this stuff has to be vetted first, quite obviously. This was a setup. All of it was. And why? What's, you all know exactly what this is all about. What we're about to see is going to make history. Okay, what do we know is going to happen? We are going to see, and we talked about this last year, government spending on an epic scale. Now, we're talking about the military industrial complex. We're talking about the Federal Reserve, the banks, every excuse on the planet and things you can't dream about to pull more cash into the now. Okay, so what we're going to see here is nations around the world using this and what's coming next, and there's going to be another one, of course, I covered this just yesterday, as an excuse to rearm to the teeth and then beyond. Again, get rid of the antiquated weapons, ineffectual weapons, which obviously we got to see over the weekend, okay? And then, of course, now we're going to see a new phase of spending, which is going to blow people's minds. Of course, you can expect things like defense contractors to be bid higher, to much, much higher here. And every manner of excuse here to now rearm the world. Another arms race. That's what they're looking to do, quite obviously. I mean, people, look, this is a joke. And the joke was on you and me. See, but we're too smart for that. We knew exactly what we were looking at. I mean, it's incredible. The setup, the lead up to this, the staging of it all. This was like watching like a show. That's all it was. It was a big show. And a lot of people bought it. They think this is real what they're seeing. No, this was a false flag to the highest possible order. To create fear, of course, again, control people's minds. and as an excuse here to vastly expend military spending. Well, we have to arm ourselves. We have to do it now because these people want to kill us and those people want to kill us too. And then we have to make sure that we're able to kill everybody else. Come on, people, man. If you don't know what you were seeing here, then I don't know what to tell you. Most you get it if you follow this blog, how, the setup, the timing of this, the staging of it, the real-time pictures from cockpits, missiles being shot down, apparently one casualty, a child. I mean, come on, man. Come on. You got it, right? You all do. Anyway, so the way the market was allowed to price this in. And as you can see this morning, stock futures higher across the board. It's everything's going back to normal. 10-year yield this morning, a little higher, actually, okay, because it knows, the market knows what it just witnessed. A big show. A big, fat show designed to pull more cash into the now, allow central banks to inflate even, because again, look, where does the cash come from? So you know, you and I realize, clearly, and you should if you don't already, that what this is going to lead to is massive military spending, okay? Off the Richter scale, government spending. The government is the central banks, okay? They're looking for every reason to pull more cash into the now to allow them to inflate. So we don't have a war chest. No nation on this earth does. Where is the cash going to come from so we can protect ourselves and we can rearm ourselves? Because people want it now because they've all been made afraid. They got to watch the big show. Really? Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. People, look, man. all you need is one functioning brain cell to see what's happening and why. This is exactly what you would expect to see here. But they're not done. They are not done by a long shot. If this doesn't work, okay, you can expect a major false flag attack on American soil, on some big city around the world, and they're gonna, and then, you know, casualties of war, whatever, they'll kill whoever they have to, innocent people, children, to rile up people, to get them to back whatever they want to do, any amount of military spending, because we need to be safe. You see what I'm talking about? This is a game. This whole thing is a game, and nothing, one more time, underscored, nothing is what it appears to be. But when you can see this stuff in real time, how they set it up, how they allow the market to price it in, how this stuff happens after market hours, you know, the ineffectual effect of weapons, and then, of course, the superiority of Israel's weaponry in the United States because we're so great here. incredible. It's laughable. It's laughable. Honestly, the big fat show. All right. Anyway, going back to the market real quick. Stock futures higher. 10-year yield a little higher. Okay, we'll see where that goes. We have to watch risk. You know that. Dollar today on a relative strength basis, at least this morning, is lower. Nothing major. Okay, whatever. We're going to start to see that until, of course, the next false flag. What else? What else is going on here? We got cryptocurrencies getting a bit higher. We got silver higher, gold relatively flat, crude oil lower. Again, big show's over with, kind of back to normal, but dollar devaluation here, currency devaluation, epic sums of cash being pulled into the now, more so than ever. I mean, this is going to be historic. History is going to be made here with yet another arms race on the back of the big show. They got people where they want them. They got them in a state of fear. And not just that. The mainstream media outlets, their viewership went through the roof during the big show as it was laid out, of course. And people are still watching to see what happens next. We're being played, people. We're being played. And you and I can laugh about it because we know what we're looking at here. It's incredible, really is. But what else would you expect around here? Anyway. So that kind of covers what I wanted to talk about this morning. So you do realize, right? Let's just go back. Big show, absolutely, you know, what you would expect to see. And it was, it kind of was, you know, pretty, it was pretty interesting to watch, don't you think? The pretty lights in the sky and the footage from the cockpits and all that stuff. It was, they really did a nice job, I have to say. They really, really did. And again, what we're about to see is going to be epic, absolutely epic with regard to military spending, government spending, and again, just be ready for what's coming. Be ready for what's coming next. There, for you and me, we're in all the right spots already from every angle you can imagine. Okay, we're taking care of ourselves. We're taking care of the people we care about here. We're banding together. We're not allowing us to fall into their trap, foster hatred, division. They're going to use this as that too. Again, that's another part of the psyop here. These people are really, really bad. We hate them, so we have to arm ourselves and we have to be ready to kill all of them. You understand? And you can see it already across, you know, even unfortunately on in my own blog. Believe me, I read through the comments, I see. And these are the people that don't understand what they're looking at here. This was a big show. And it's just, honestly, it was pretty incredible. All right, look, people, I'm going to let you go. I do want to hear from you. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. Keep an eye on all this stuff. You know where we're going. Especially on the back of the big show, you know what to do. You're not going to change anything. Bet against the debt, become your own central bank, realize what you're about to see here. And that includes massive currency devaluation, much more inflation here moving forward. Any excuse imaginable to continue to borrow cash into the future and basically wipe out a whole class of people on a worldwide scale. And eventually this is going to turn out to be a bloodbath on a scale that people aren't going to believe. Again, as they fulfill their endgame, people, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. This guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. It's going to be beautiful. I hope to see you there, and I'll cover your questions as well. All right? Until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other.